Welcome everyone to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grandalski. Congratulations to the 2022-2023 Chronicle staff selections. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, April 20th. Everyone says adulting is hard, so Quinnipiac is here to help. From March 30th to April 21st, Quinnipiac University is hosting a series of weekly adulting workshops, both in person and online. The idea behind the series is to prepare graduating students for life after college. Associate News Editor Crystal Miller has the story.
Quinnipiac University partnered with the Student Government Association to release an Inclusive Excellence Survey on April 4th. The anonymous questionnaire centers around the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Quinnipiac plans to utilize the survey's responses to collect demographic data and opinions, aiming to reinforce its long-term racial equity and LGBTQ inclusivity objectives. Students, faculty, and staff have until April 29th to contribute.
Quinnipiac University law students Natalie Brown, Fontaine Chambers, and Gabrielle Petrie were recently elected to the NEB-LSA Executive Board. The Northeastern Black Law Students Association seeks to increase the number of culturally responsive minority attorneys who excel academically and have a positive impact on their community. Copy editor Jacqueline Pellegrino chats with the three inductees.
On April 6th, Quinnipiac University hosted a webinar discussing the future of collegiate sports. Hosted by Quinnipiac University President Judy Olian and guest panelists, University of Oregon President Mike Schill, Quinnipiac Director of Athletics Greg Amodio, and United States Senator Chris Murphy. The hour-long panel spanned a variety of topics, including how players could be paid fairly by their universities.
In opinion, former managing editor Toilet Brown III thinks U.S. cannabis legislation is wrong. Although being decriminalized in 27 states, cannabis is still classified as a Schedule I drug under the Controlled Substances Act, which was signed under Nixon. After calling out the racist roots of our country's war on drugs in this opinion piece, Brown says it's okay for all pot smokers to enjoy their 420. But it's important to also remember that those who are imprisoned for the common activity still suffer.
Staff writer William Dean says America is at a crossroads, stuck between irrelevance and success. Dean highlights our nation's current struggles with war, debt, and uncontrolled immigration, and argues that America must readopt economic protectionism, military isolationism, and limited immigration to find success.
Staff writer Ryan Raggio says mandatory breath reflections and university curriculum courses at Quinnipiac University are a waste of time.
Comparing his experiences misconstruing his reflection assignment in his sociology class and enjoying baseball and statistics, Raggio believes Quinnipiac should add more UC offerings that are relevant to student majors.
In arts and life, Britney Spears is pregnant just months after the end of her 13-year conservatorship. Fans and critics alike seem to have a lot to say about the news, ridiculing her appearance and choices just like they did in 2007. Arts and Life editor David Matos says the judgmental comments are taking away the pop star's freedom yet again, and urges readers to let her be.
To kick off the long weekend, Quinnipiac University's Latino Cultural Society hosted their annual Latin Dance Festival on April 14th. Taking place in the Athletic and Recreation Center, the event allowed students of all backgrounds to join together to learn about the Latin community on campus through authentic food, music, and dance. Arts and Life editor David Matos reviews his time at the event.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was released in theaters on April 8th. Even though it's marketed as an animated kids film, Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine says there's something in it for everyone. Its stellar cast, including Jim Carrey, Shamar Moore, and James Marsden, make it well worth the watch. Sinarine argues it's even better than the original, but you'll have to find out for yourself.
A sister, a nurse, and now a president. Newly elected Quinnipiac University Student Programming Board President Grace Claudio is laser-focused on bringing success to SPB this coming school year. Former editor-in-chief Michael Ciccoli asks about her vision for the group and the journey that led her to becoming its leader.
Hookup culture is growing more popular each day, especially for college students. But learning how to satisfy your partner's wants or needs still remains a mystery to many. No matter the situation, staff writer Melanie Carreri says communication is key and offers tips to readers.
Quinnipiac University's Black Student Union will hold a Euphoria fashion show on Friday, April 22nd at Burke Concourt. To the members of BSU, euphoria represents a revival to pre-pandemic levels of joy as the world somewhat returns to normal. The fashion show will also serve to reintroduce the club's signature event, which has been canceled 2 years in a row due to the pandemic. Former managing editor Toilet Brown III says spectators can expect to be impressed by the artistry of the clothing.
In this week's satirical piece, copy editor Aiden Sheedy reveals a new petting zoo will open on Quinnipiac University's quad to celebrate Earth Day. The Bobcat community will have the chance to pet wild geese, ducks, and their ducklings for just $20. To make things even better, for an additional $20 fee, students can swim alongside the animals in the pond.
In sports, senior second baseman Kyle Maves is leaving a lasting impact on Quinnipiac University's baseball team. Maves is the only international player on the roster and had to quickly adapt from Canada's year-round season to America's half-year schedule. But that didn't hold him back. He found massive success on the team as he was named MAC Rookie of the Week in 2019 and named to its all-academic team in both the 2020 and 2021 seasons.
For the 10th time in 11 seasons, Quinnipiac Acrobatics and Tumbling will compete in the NCATA National Championships. The team will face off against tournament host Oregon on April 28th. Sports editor Cameron Levasseur has the story.
The women's ice hockey team at Quinnipiac University is facing significant roster turnover. Five of its players are graduating this semester, and in their absence, the team will need to step up. However, sports editor Cameron Levasseur isn't worried. He says the Bobcats are in great shape offensively and are primed for success in the fall.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Manya Grundalski. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, QUChronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.